KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Saddle up, folks. The Shasta County Arts Council invites you to a night of boots, booze, and balladry at Old City Hall in downtown Reading. May 2nd, 7 to 9, dust off your boots and bandanas for an evening of cowboy poetry, toe-tapping tunes, sweet treats, and boot-kicking fun. Tickets are $50 for public and $40 for Arts Council patrons. Each ticket includes one beverage from the bar. SCAC patrons, check your email for discount code.
Reserve a spot now at ShastaArtsCouncil.org.
Yeehaw!
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
To leave, you're in the wrong tent. Go out. Now, I want to insert a footnote here that says there may have been racial overtones. I've not been able to confirm one way or the other, but many of the stories I've read have led me to believe that there may be some intimation that there was some racial overtones between the white kids in this tent and Carmelo, who showed up in supposedly the wrong tent. I didn't know there was a right tent and a wrong tent at a track meet. I know teams have their own tents. If there's a deluge coming down, you go to your team's tent. And if your team's tent, you happen to be far away, you go into somebody else's tent for a while. I don't think that justifies either asking that person to leave or even saying, hey, do leave. And it certainly doesn't justify killing the person who asked you to leave. But if you go to Alexander, now remember he's the perpetrator here. If you go to his ex and Facebook accounts, you'll find that he and this national generation or next generation action network actually played a very pivotal role in helping mobilize on behalf of Cori Bush, her winning campaigns in 2020 and 2022. Cori Bush, one of the most radical left-wing congressmen in the entire country. Now, people can't help but understand what they're voting for when they vote for left-wing Democrats. Also unsurprising is Alexander's criminal record. I know you haven't heard about it. It includes felony family violence charges after he allegedly tried to strangle his longtime partner, Kiara Saunders. Alexander also served 2 days in jail after pleading guilty to a felony theft case, according to the Dallas Express back in 2021. But that's not it. In 2016, Alexander, remember this is the spokesperson and supposedly the lawyer. I'm not convinced that he's really the lawyer yet, but he's at least the spokesperson for the family. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison for repeatedly violating his probation. That's according to Fox 10 out of Phoenix. Then there's another local report from 2009 that details how Alexander was arrested for allegedly causing serious head injuries to his then-girlfriend's 2-year-old son while he was babysitting him. Scumbag. That was an editorial comment. Alexander, according to this, again, according to Fox 10 out of Phoenix, Alexander initially told the police and his then-girlfriend that the young boy had fallen off the couch while he was in the other room, but the doctor dismissed the claim amid an examination of the young boy in the intensive care unit. That's according to the Dallas Observer. Then the Dallas Observer continued by reporting that Alexander had admitted shaking the child and that the judge had charged him with a first-degree felony. Then the Observer adds this in their story. Not long after he was arrested for an injury to a child causing severe bodily harm, he got into trouble for forging a check, leading the cops on a high-speed chase, stealing a car, and then falsely claiming that a car was stolen. I guess you can kind of see why this so-called spokesperson was really heavily involved in the Black Lives Matter movement, and in particular its goal of eradicating local law enforcement by simply defunding cops. Other lefties will now do their part to support Carmelo Anthony. Remember, he's the perpetrator, by now swatting his family's home. Frisco police, this is also in Texas, responded to a report of a gunshot at the slain teen Austin Metcalf's family's home this past Thursday. Officers determined that no shooting had occurred. According to Fox 4, police described the incident as a swatting, which is a false report intended to trigger an emergency response and hopefully get somebody killed. That's the real purpose of swatting. It's a real favorite tactic among these crazy dumbass lefties. The objective is you terrorize those regarded as your political adversaries in the full knowledge that, or full hope that somebody could get killed. And it's only used on the left because of the moral caliber that's required to apply it. Well, that's evil people's strength number one. What about evil people's strength number two? That's next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. You want to send me a text message? The number's 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X. Go do that right now. On X, it's at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of 5-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4730. Or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
Reading Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at ReadingRodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Saturday, April 26, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy Easter, everyone. Glad to have you with me. The text line number is 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, you hit the subscribe button. And, of course, you should leave a 5-star review, right? Or a 6-star if you'd like to. That will automatically download the weekday program, plus it will get you the weekend program. So be sure and subscribe to the podcast. It's titled The Situation with Michael Brown. As I said earlier in the program, I left for Chicago. I had to speak at the University of Chicago Institute of Politics on Tuesday. So I fly to Chicago on Monday, and of course I go pig out on Chicago food on Monday night. And then Tuesday, I'm on the University of Chicago campus. Because this is the other part of evil that I want to talk about. I'm convinced that with the exception of, obviously, Hillsdale College, and perhaps there are others that I'm just not aware of, that you may be able to point to me and say, oh, this may not be quite on the same level as a Hillsdale, but this is also a good objective, maybe right of center school where, mush brain kids are actually taught critical thinking skills. They're actually taught the basics of science, reading, mathematics. They're taught basic civics. You know, most of the things you should learn in high school, but I digress. But I've become convinced because of what I observed on the University of Chicago campus. And I know it's Chicago. But I don't think it's any different than many other colleges or universities around the country. And I know that's a generalization. But I was dumbfounded by, they always have on telephone poles, on the light poles, on anything they can put a sticker on. There's a sticker about, a concert or a meeting or whatever it is that, students are trying to get people to attend, or trying to bring awareness of, whatever it may be. But there was a simple, I would say, 4x8 white label, handwritten, everywhere. Two words. And the lettering was, imagine the word is spelled vertically. And then the next word is next to it, spelled vertically. And the two words were Free Luigi. Luigi Mangione, the cold-blooded killer of the CEO of United Healthcare. Now, I don't care what you think about United Healthcare. I had United Healthcare here at iHeart, I think, one time, and I thought it was awful. I never really thought about trying to track down the CEO of United Healthcare because I was having a difficult time getting a claim paid or whatever it might be. Or I didn't have any business with United Healthcare at all. I've never really thought about, getting mad because sometimes I get mad. Sometimes I get mad like at Walgreens because, I have to have a prescription filled. This happened to me just this past fall. So I'm going to Hawaii for a week. And I know I'm going to run out of a particular medication. So I go and I'm like, can I get this filled early? And because it's a controlled substance, it's like, it's my semi-sleep medication. It's like, no, we can't do it. I'm like, why? Well, because it's 3 or 4 days early. I'm like, let me speak to the pharmacist. You're telling me that I can't get 3 or 4 days. I mean, I eventually get it. Don't get me wrong. I eventually got it. But the extent I had to go through to get it was absurd. I got the medication. I was still pissed off at Walgreens. Did I ever think about going out to my car and getting a gun and coming back in and killing the pharmacist? No. Did I ever think about tracking down the CEO of Walgreens and assassinating him, the him or her, whoever it is in the back? No. Never crossed my mind. But on the University of Chicago, everywhere I turn, I know it could be the actions of one individual, but thousands of people are seeing it. Free Luigi. Why? Because he did something good? That's how depraved and evil there is in our society. Well, Kent State University ranks up there right now, too. I know Kent State is probably best known as the site of the National Guard killing, those four anti-war demonstrators way back in 1970, way back in the dark ages of 1970. And then Crosby, Stills, and Nash writing a song about it. The tradition of violence continues. The problem is, or maybe they accept that, nowadays, all politically tinged violence seems to come from those so-called tolerant liberals. There is, or there was, I'm not sure that it's still there today, a huge rendering of Donald Trump's bloody head floating with a pike through the middle, featured on the public university campus alongside this shocking sentiment. Quote, "We only have to get lucky once." The photo of it is astonishing. In the context of two recent assassination attempts, and any number of assassination plots against Donald Trump, that is an unequivocally clear call to violence that is being amplified by a taxpayer-supported state school. Now, Kent State initially refused to remove the display, but they did finally agree to take it down. Now, I want you to try to imagine a similar image displayed on campus featuring... Let's go back to the University of Chicago, and let's imagine the same image, except it's the head of Barack Obama on a sphere, claiming that you only have to be on target once. You only have to be right once. Imagine that happening on the University of Chicago campus during his presidency. I don't think it could be any more obvious which side comprises the bad guys. I didn't think that there would come a time when I would equate. Now, I've always, don't get me wrong, I've always equated the Democrats with progressivism. And I've always associated progressivism with Marxism or socialism or communism. Because that's the ultimate outcome of progressive-style politics. That is the path that Woodrow Wilson set us upon, and which we are culminating in now with the Marxism and the communism we see everywhere, but also the violence. And the acceptance of violence as some way to resolve differences. And it comes from the left. Democrats, you've got a problem. And you need to fix it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael, either one, to 33103. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Anytime you're listening live, delayed, podcast, however you're listening to the program. If you want to send me a message, it's easy to do on your message app. Use the keyword Mike or Michael, and the number is 33103. If you want to follow me on social media, the most active place for me is on X, formerly Twitter, and that's at Michael Brown USA. And, of course, you can always we have a Facebook page, too. You can find that simply by going on to Facebook and searching for Michael D. Brown. Michael D. Brown. So yesterday, Friday, the Department of the Interior under Secretary Doug Burgum began soliciting public input into a or for a new 5-year offshore oil and gas leasing program to run from 2025 through 2030, aiming to, quote, maximize energy development. Now, the plan could include new zones in the Arctic and other previously restricted areas, such as parts of the Atlantic and the Pacific, which were excluded in the existing 5-year plan for 2024 through 2029. That period was published back in late 2023 by the Biden bureaucrats. Now, if you've listened to me for any length of time at all, you're aware that those restricted areas were included in Biden's January move to try to permanently set them off limits to leasing because he knew that when Trump came in, that Trump would reopen them. So he tried to permanently restrict any sort of drilling in those areas for any time in the near future. Well, Doug Burgum said, screw that. We're going to open them back up. His order also included the Eastern Gulf of America among the massive 625 million acres of U.S. offshore that order now targeted. So all that's been opened back up. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to immediately start drilling, but it means that you can start the process for leasing. And the way the oil and gas industry works, you first go out and you have to negotiate and get your lease, whether that's onshore or offshore. When you do the leases, there's a lot of negotiations involved. People are entitled to royalties, including the U.S. government. And so you go through all these negotiations, and then once you get the lease in place, then you have to fit that into your production schedule. And your production schedule may be that you've got most of your capital invested already in wells, you know, onshore, on land. And so you've got to wait until you've got an opening, or you go out and borrow some money to get some additional equipment, but then that equipment, depending on inventory, may or may not be available, so you've got to wait for that to occur. Once you eventually get the equipment, then you can start the drilling. And the drilling, of course, can take months, sometimes if not years, before you actually start any production. But that's irrelevant, because what this opening of these leases means is that the idea that we are going to continue to be the dominant producer of energy on this planet is being pursued both by the Department of Energy under Chris Wright and the Department of Interior under Doug Burgum. This is an all-in approach to energy. One of the things that, in fact, I think I have it with me. One of the things that I was fascinated with while I was in Chicago was running across a story in the Chicago Tribune. Yep, I've got it right here. The Chicago Tribune, of all places, on the editorial page, so this is an in-house editorial, house editorial. It's time to lift Illinois' moratorium on new nuclear plants. But that policy change alone won't solve our looming electric shortage. The editors write, Illinois generates more atomic energy than any other U.S. state. I did not know that. And the nuclear plants keep the lights on in the Chicago area are a great benefit to us. For nearly 40 years, the state has imposed a moratorium on the construction of new nukes of the size and scale now seen in exurban Illinois locales like Morris, Marseilles, Byron, and Braceville. With Illinois, and I would add United States, with Illinois facing the threat of future electricity shortages, thanks to both a spike in demand from new data centers and clean energy policies mandating the closure over the next two decades of fossil-fueled fire plants, revisiting this long-standing policy makes sense. He goes on to talk about how, you know, nuclear energy is safe, it's abundant, it's incredibly reliable, and incredibly cheap. And that the Chicago Tribune is calling on not just the state, but the feds to prioritize nuclear energy, to streamline the permitting process, to review all of the safety. You know, it's truly one of the safest energies that we have. We've got the track record to show it. I know you can point to Chernobyl. You can point to, you know, Three Mile Island, Fukushima. You can point to all of these. Those are the outliers. Everything involves an accident. Nothing is 100% safe. Nuclear energy comes the closest to it. So this is an all-in policy that was announced on Friday. And I think it's a great Easter gift. Now, Friday's announcement by the Department of Interior follows their earlier directive back in April, back to the beginning of April, to hold a lease in the sale of Gulf of America with a proposed notice of sale expected in June, just in a couple of months. All of these plans aim to unleash American energy by opening up more federal waters, including the 625 million acres I referred to for leasing. And Burgum emphasized that this would lower consumer costs, boost energy independence, strengthen our national security by reducing reliance on foreign producers. I would add one more thing. Yes, it really does strengthen our national security by reducing our reliance on foreign producers, but it also increases our national security by making our allies more dependent upon us. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, did you know we had one of those? Estimates that the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America, holds about 29.5 billion barrels of oil and 54.8 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. It is a huge potential. But go back to the Biden administration's plan, finalized back in December, that prioritized what? That transition to clean energy, limiting oil and gas leasing to three Gulf sales to comply with the bare minimum requirements laid out in that Orwellian-named Inflation Reduction Act. Biden's plan excluded the Atlantic, the Pacific, and all Alaskan waters. And, of course, the oil and gas industry yelled and screamed, no, this is restricting our production. Biden's plan also supported offshore wind. It included a separate 5-year wind leasing schedule, planning up to 12 wind lease sales. And you know that Trump and Burgum are in the midst of systematically campaigning to end the entirety of that useless industry. God bless them for that, and I wish them well. When everything's said and done, at the end of the day, whatever cliche you want to use here, what yesterday's announcement signals is that the Trump Department of Interior plans to restore normal order when it comes to offshore oil and gas leasing, which has prevailed for 40 years before Biden took office. And that's great news for you, it's great news for the country, and it's great news for our energy security needs. Other good news on the energy front. Bloomberg Energy writers Jennifer Dluey and Akshat Rothy reported Friday, again, a good Friday news dump, on rumors that the Trump 2.0 White House is planning a move to strip some prominent climate alarmist groups of their tax-exempt status. I love this. On Earth Day, April 22nd. I get so much garbage email from different PR firms. Hey, if you're going to talk about Earth Day on August 20th or April 22nd, we've got all of these people that you might want to interview. And of course, I read through it because I'm always interested in, you know, who are they pushing? Well, they're pushing all the environmental wackos. They're pushing all the activists and congregants of the Church of the Climate Activists. No, I'm not going to interview any of them. I support this. take away their tax-exempt status. Now, that move would suppose, according to Bloomberg, would go after these groups, most all of which are organized as non-political nonprofits under Section 501c3s of the tax code. Wait a minute. If you're a 501c3, you're prohibited from engaging in partisan political activities. Well, that's exactly what Trump is alleging. He is alleging that all of these climate alarmist groups that have a 501c3 tax-exempt status are actually engaged in prohibited partisan political activities. So their removal of their 501c3 status would be entirely appropriate, given that what? They all exist as a proxy support group for the Democrat Party's energy and climate political agenda, and that's one of the worst-kept secrets in our society. We know exactly what those nonprofits are doing. They're pushing all of the clean energy garbage. Now, naturally, the Bloomberg reporters only report anonymous sources familiar with the matter. But wouldn't it be glorious for those words to turn out to be accurate? I don't know about you, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed and will be frantically hitting the reload button on Tuesday, hoping for the breaking news that, yes, on Earth Day, he strips them of their tax-exempt status. Have a happy Easter. I'll be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Once again, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. As I always tell you on Saturdays, I appreciate everybody tuning in. It's a holiday weekend. It's Easter weekend. I know people have family plans or people are traveling. But for all of you who are listening, I sincerely appreciate you tuning in. And I would appreciate you telling other people about the program if you enjoy what we do on the weekends. And if you do enjoy what we do on the weekends, don't forget you can listen to me weekdays also. On your iHeart app or on your computer, search for this station, 630 KHOW in Denver, 630 KHOW. I broadcast live Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. Or you can download the podcast and get the same programming. The podcast is The Situation with Michael Brown. Plug that into your podcast app. Hit subscribe, and that will automatically download all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. And don't forget to follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. So I've discovered some common ground, I guess you could call it, between Muslims and the Church of the congregants in the Church of the Climate Activists. Well, beyond their shared goal of destroying Western civilization, which is what both organizations or both groups want to do. Both of these groups, Muslims, and the congregants in the Church of the Climate Activists are hostile to man's best friend. I sent a friend of mine this morning a video. I took the dogs on their early Saturday morning walk, which you do every Saturday morning around 5:30 or so in the morning. And we go on a long walk, and we come back, and it's kind of cold in Denver this weekend. And so, being the big furry Leonbergers that they are, they love the cold weather. And we get back to the house, and I'm getting prepared to come into the studio and just, you know, putzing around the house, doing stuff. And they start playing. And it catches my eye. And I sit. You know, it's one of those moments where you just take it in. Here are these two lumbering giants, these two gentle giants in the master bedroom, which didn't make the spouse very happy, bouncing and wrestling and climbing over each other. The younger of the Leonbergers can just literally dive into the air and jumps up on the other one. And I've got a smile just watching them play. It's just pure joy. Muhammad is said to have disliked dogs so much that he ordered them to be killed and then changed his mind and declared that only black dogs should be killed. Al-Hakim, a Muslim ruler of Egypt, ordered the killing of all dogs in 10,005. Dogs are just considered unclean in Islam, resulting in Muslim cab drivers refusing to take fares from people who require a seeing-eye dog. But now the Church of the Climate Activists are in on the gig, too. They've now declared that dogs are unclean in the liberal religion. Mother Jones, one of my favorite news outlets, has this headline. Bad news for man's best friend. Dogs are environmental villains. Your dog's a villain. And here's the subhead, which I can't read in its entirety. Quote, if nothing else, pick up your own dog S word. Okay, well, at the dog park, I even pick it up in the backyard. Twice a week, I go out and pick up the dog poop. The story says, dogs have extensive and multifarious environmental impacts, disturbing wildlife, polluting waterways, and contributing to carbon emissions, according to new research. An Australian review of existing studies has argued that, quote, the environmental impact of owned dogs is far greater, more insidious, and more concerning than is generally recognized. Now, what caught my attention in that paragraph was an owned dog, as opposed to a feral dog. What? So maybe if I just let my dogs run wild, just take them out and dump them somewhere? Hell's bells, that ain't going to happen. So owned dogs are a far greater threat, more insidious, and more concerning than is generally recognized. Now, they do point out in the next paragraph that while the environmental impact of cats is well known, the comparative effect of pet dogs has been poorly acknowledged, according to the researchers. Who are the researchers? It's in the Journal of the Pacific Conservation Biology. It highlights the impacts of the world's commonest large carnivore in killing and disturbing native wildlife, particularly shorebirds. Well, maybe you ought to teach your dog and train your dog not to attack the birds on the beach. Like, I've had to teach my dogs, not when we're at the undisclosed location in New Mexico, hey, you can't chase the wild turkey. You can't chase the deer. Now, they don't try to chase the mountain lion, and they don't try to chase the bear. In the United States, Mother Jones writes, that's all you need to know, Mother Jones, have found that deer, foxes, and bobcats were less active in or avoid wilderness areas where dogs were allowed. Okay, so the foxes and the deer and the bobcats move somewhere else to avoid the dogs? Well, what's the problem here? While other research shows that insecticides from flea and tick medications kill aquatic invertebrates when they wash off into the waterways, and dog feces can also leave scent traces and affect soil chemistry and plant growth. Well, then pick up your dog poop. That's what your subhead said. So do it. But then you get to the really bad part. The carbon footprint of pets is significant. A 2020 study found the dry pet food industry had an environmental footprint of around twice the land area of the United Kingdom, with greenhouse gas emissions 56 to 151 something CO2, equivalent to the 60th highest emitting country. Kill your dogs and cats. Make the environmental wackos and the churches and the Muslims all happy. Everybody have a great Easter weekend. I'll see you next Saturday.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I love it. It's so beautiful and so sparkly.
Just like you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
I'll wear it every day. It goes with everything.
This Mother's Day, wow, Mom, with spirit-lifting, outfit-making, express your love jewelry. Shop JTV.com/mom for wow-worthy and budget-friendly styles.
I'm never taking it off.
Another wow factor? Sign up for JTV Text and get $30 off. If she loves jewelry, she'll love JTV.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical